Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
It was a combative night on the debate stage in Las Vegas last night, which saw the Democratic presidential candidates taking many and varied shots at one another. From the beginning, Senator Elizabeth Warren was on the offensive against the newcomer to the contest, former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg.
I'd like to talk about who we're running against, a billionaire who calls women fat broads and horse-faced lesbians. And no, I'm not talking about Donald Trump. I'm talking about Mayor Bloomberg.
Okay, joining us this morning to discuss the debate and how it could affect the race going forward is political analyst, Tufts University political science professor Jeff Berry. Good morning, Jeff. Thanks for coming in.
Good morning, Bob.
Let's start with Warren. Some say last night was her toughest attack yet on a candidate so far in the campaign. Some analysts say it was the kind of fire that she needed to show. Do you agree with that or not?
Yes, I do. I thought she was masterful last night. It was her best debate, her best performance in months. She was aggressive. She was sharp. She had some great zingers, such as dismissing Amy Klobuchar's health care plan as a post-it note. So she was really on her game, and she did a terrific job of attacking Mayor Bloomberg. At one point, the question of NDAs, non-disclosure agreements, came up, and she did something really very clever. She turned her body to Bloomberg, who was standing next to her, rather than to the camera, and she began to cross-examine him. He took the bait, he answered the question, and she then asked another question. And then a third time, she had him backed into a corner where he basically defended non-disclosure agreements. So she made him look like Harvey Weinstein. It was a terrific performance.
She really did scatter fire all over last night. You mentioned Klobuchar. She also took shots at Pete Buttigieg over his plan for health care. Here's what she said.
Mayor Buttigieg really has a slogan that was thought up by his consultants to paper over a thin version of a plan that would leave millions of people unable to afford their health care. It's not a plan, it's a PowerPoint.
Did Warren do what she needed to do to revive what's generally been acknowledged as her struggling campaign of recent times?
Her campaign has struggled. She's dropped significantly in the polls. It's not clear to me that even as well as she did last night, whether this revives the campaign. To revive the campaign, she needs to take votes away from somebody else. The biggest chunk of votes belongs to Bernie Sanders, and I think Sanders supporters are pretty happy with his performance last night. So are the votes from Klobuchar or Buttigieg or Biden, as they fade, some of them won't be around on Super Tuesday, are those votes going to go to Elizabeth Warren? It's not clear that she gets those votes. That's the moderate lane, and those voters may think she's too far to the left.
It was the ninth debate for most of the Democrats on the stage last night, but it was the very first for Bloomberg. And compared to the others, he arguably looked uncomfortable at times. Did he do well enough last night to support his $400 million advertising campaign, or did his performance undermine his new presidential campaign?
I think the latter. I agree with your term, uncomfortable. He looked out of place there. He was unprepared. He was undynamic. He seemed to be surprised at some of the questions that were, to me, obvious because of things that have been in the paper the past couple of weeks. Did he look presidential? In my mind, no. So I think it was a very tough night for him. What he looked most of all was annoyed that some people were asking him what he regarded as stupid questions.
Did Joe Biden help his struggling campaign or not last night?
No. I think Biden was the same as he's been for months. He seems lovable. His answers were okay, but he just doesn't appear to have what it takes to be president of the United States in this day and age. So I think his campaign continues to struggle.
Buttigieg and Klobuchar spent quite a bit of time last night at each other. Did
right.
that
yeah.
help them?
I don't think so. So they're both, I think, desperate. One of them is going to probably run fifth in the Nevada caucus, and that cripples them going forward. So it's sort of the last chance corral for them, and I think they were right in going after each other because one of them needs to knock out the other, but I don't think either of them landed that kind of blow.
There was an enormous amount of infighting last night on the stage. Candidates trying to talk or yell over each other, trying to talk or yell over the moderators, with the moderators trying to regain control of what was happening up on stage. Does all of that risk helping President Trump in his portrayal of this Democratic field as being in disarray?
Yeah, I think that question is right on target. What I didn't hear enough of last night was penetrating criticism of President Trump. I think the Democrats assume that everybody else or everybody watching hates President Trump. There are probably some moderates, some people who haven't made up their mind. And to me, the debate looked chaotic at times and a lot of people talking over each other, as you pointed out.
All right. Well, we'll see where it goes from here with the Nevada caucuses this weekend. Tufts University political science professor Jeff Berry, thanks a lot for coming in this morning. Appreciate it as always, Jeff.
Thank you, Bob.
Sign up for WBUR's weekly political newsletter from Boston to the Beltway by visiting our website, wbur.org/newsletters.